Задание 3. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce our guest to you, John Watson. We're delighted to have John with us today to share his views on conservation.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
How did you get involved in the environmental movement?
When I was 7 years old, back in the 1940s, my father bought 200 acres of land on the central coast of New South Wales in eastern Australia. The marvelous thing about it was that it was virgin bush, in other words, completely natural. But this kind of country doesn't exist anymore.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let me explain. We went to live there when I was 10. When I was 12, the foxes and cats appeared. And by the time I was 14, there were no native animals left.
You mean that within 4 years all the native animals had gone?
That's exactly what I mean. But it took a while for people to realize what was going on.
So you're saying that it was the cat and the fox that killed off the native animals?
Absolutely right. But back in the 1970s, people just didn't realize it. Even though Australia was losing wildlife faster than the rest of the world combined, people were blaming the farmers and miners, but not their lovely little cats.
They're domestic cats you're talking about.
Exactly. And what's more, they didn't want to know.
Can you tell us how you set about proving your theory that it was feral cats and foxes which were killing native animals?
Well, I moved to South Australia specifically to set up a wildlife sanctuary there. I chose South Australia because it was the only state where it was still legal for me to fence off an area and put back locally extinct animals.
Did you ever get into trouble for your actions?
Yeah, once or twice. In 1976, they put me in jail for cutting down some pine trees to allow me to build a fence to keep out the cats and foxes.
And how did you get out of that situation?
Oh, well, I signed an agreement saying that I wouldn't go on building the sanctuary. But then I just kept on building it. I figured that I had signed under duress, so I didn't feel bound by it. The sanctuary was completed in 1983 and opened to the public in 1985. And within a year, it was overrun with native animals.
There are other ways of protecting endangered animals, though, aren't there? You can raise public awareness through research and educational programs.
Well, I don't have much time for that. Unfortunately, today we measure success in science not by your results, but by how much funding you get.
What you've done is obviously admirable, but don't you think there's an argument for letting nature take its course? I mean, don't you think cats and foxes have a right to live too?
Well, no, not really. They were introduced to this country, but they don't belong here.
But aren't you trying to turn back the clock? These other animals are here now. What is so important to you about native species that justifies killing any number of alien ones?
I believe that evolution gave us a paradise and that we will lose everything unless we understand the need for balance.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce our guest to you, John Watson. We're delighted to have John with us today to share his views on conservation.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
How did you get involved in the environmental movement?
When I was 7 years old, back in the 1940s, my father bought 200 acres of land on the central coast of New South Wales in eastern Australia. The marvelous thing about it was that it was virgin bush, in other words, completely natural. But this kind of country doesn't exist anymore.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let me explain. We went to live there when I was 10. When I was 12, the foxes and cats appeared. And by the time I was 14, there were no native animals left.
You mean that within 4 years, all the native animals had gone?
That's exactly what I mean. But it took a while for people to realize what was going on.
So, you're saying that it was the cat and the fox that killed off the native animals?
Absolutely right. But back in the 1970s, people just didn't realize it. Even though Australia was losing wildlife faster than the rest of the world combined, people were blaming the farmers and miners, but not their lovely little cats.
They're domestic cats you're talking about.
Exactly. And what's more, they didn't want to know.
Can you tell us how you set about proving your theory that it was feral cats and foxes which were killing native animals?
Well, I moved to South Australia specifically to set up a wildlife sanctuary there. I chose South Australia because it was the only state where it was still legal for me to fence off an area and put back locally extinct animals.
Did you ever get into trouble for your actions?
Yeah, once or twice. In 1976, they put me in jail for cutting down some pine trees to allow me to build a fence to keep out the cats and foxes.
And how did you get out of that situation?
Oh, well, I signed an agreement saying that I wouldn't go on building the sanctuary. But then I just kept on building it. I figured that I had signed under duress, so I didn't feel bound by it. The sanctuary was completed in 1983 and opened to the public in 1985. And within a year, it was overrun with native animals.
There are other ways of protecting endangered animals, though, aren't there? You can raise public awareness through research and educational programs.
Well, I don't have much time for that. Unfortunately, today we measure success in science not by your results, but by how much funding you get.
What you've done is obviously admirable, but don't you think there's an argument for letting nature take its course? I mean, don't you think cats and foxes have a right to live too?
Well, no, not really. They were introduced to this country, but they don't belong here.
But aren't you trying to turn back the clock? These other animals are here now. What is so important to you about native species that justifies killing any number of alien ones?
I believe that evolution gave us a paradise and that we will lose everything unless we understand the need for balance.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.